quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and the Squamish-speaking peoples. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and the Halkamelam-speaking peoples. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
Sam, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Do you remember what happened the last time you were on Typically Tuesdays?
Yes, I do. We usually talk about all things idols.
What did we do specifically?
We did the group Cat's Eye.
Okay. Yeah, very illustrative. Specifically what we did last time was I was like, yeah, let's talk about Cat's Eye and talk about Dream Academy because that was really interesting. And then I was like, let's meet at a park. Let's do it at a park. And we'll record 40 minutes of talk radio and just splice in music. We ended up talking for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We had to move locations and use 2 devices because we wouldn't shut up.
Indeed, yeah. We did, yeah.
Yeah. And then
everything made it into the episode.
Only 55 minutes and one song.
That's a lot of yap.
Well, you know, when you're on the show, it can only mean one thing, right? We've got idols on the program. We're talking about idols. And really specifically, we have idols here today. We're here with some very cool guests. We had them on the show once before promoting their full-length album, which was released last year, called Wake Up. These 5 folks have helped nourish the Vancouver Overseas Idol community and fandom, and they're so graciously with us here again today. It's Non-Sweet!
Hi!
We're
Non-Sweet!
And we're a J-pop idol group from here in Vancouver. We make music in English and Japanese, and all of our music is made in collaboration with our music producer in Japan, Shun, and we are 5 members.
Yay!
Yes.
Let's start with our individual introduction. Hello, everyone. My name is Jessica. My member color is electric orange. Yay.
I don't know.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stella. My member color is mystic purple.
Hi, I'm Emily, and my member color is princess pink.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nina. My member color is honey yellow.
Hi, my name is Miu. My member color is dreamy green.
So, yeah, that's who we are, and we're so happy to be here today on the show.
Yeah, we're so happy to see, the invitation. We're like, oh,
yeah, we're so happy to be back.
We had so much fun last time, so.
That's great to hear. We're really lucky to have you back here today because this is actually going to be one of the last times that the 5 original members of Non-Sweet will make an appearance together. Emily and Miu, you guys will soon graduate from the group and you guys will make your final appearance as Non-Sweet members during your upcoming April 13th concert. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later on, but for now let's dive into what we're doing on the show today. It's something a little bit experimental. Something a little bit self-indulgent. Non-Sweet, you recently held your first taiban. What is a taiban?
Well, a taiban is just a kind of idol festival where you have a bunch of groups, and the set lists are pretty short, actually, in a taiban, and you kind of just see a little bit of each group.
Yeah, like the name taiban is kind of, it means like battle of the bands. So the whole concept is that a bunch of idol groups come together, they do a big show together, and they all kind of get like a 15-minute slot or whatever. And it gives idol fans an opportunity to meet new groups. So we thought that's like a really awesome idea and something that definitely is needed in Vancouver. So we wanted to give that a try.
Inspired by that concept, inspired by the concept of a taiban, we're going to do a radio variety show taiban in a 2-part miniseries. Non-Sweet members have each selected an idol group, and they're going to convince Sam, who's actually not all that familiar with girl groups and idols outside of mainstream, Western, and K-pop acts, to get into their group. We'll cover all there is to know about these groups. We'll do a little bit of a sampling of the group's discography in the playlist. And in the end, Sam will rank each group based on which one she's most convinced to check out. Sound good?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Awesome. For now, let's start off with our playlist with a favorite from Sam by Nonsuite. Here is Wake Up. Enjoy. Back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
And we are here with...
Nonsuite!
Oh, yes! Very good. It happened. Okay, I didn't need to say anything at all. It's time for opening statements. Here are the rules for this Taiban radio talk variety show. Each member of Nonsuite will get 2 minutes to introduce and give an overview of their chosen group. Sam doesn't know anything about them. You can pitch them however you'd like, but you will be timed strictly. This section of the show will go really fast. I will give you a warning to wrap up at 30 seconds, and then I'll give you a warning final warning at 15 seconds. And once your time is up, I'm going to cut you off and we'll move on to the next person. Again, this segment is going to move rapidly. I hope you don't get too stressed out, but we're going to learn a lot today. Why don't we go in member order this time around? So Jessica, are you ready?
Yeah, this feels like a school debate. Let me pull up my script. All right, I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so the group that I'm pitching to you is called Fakey. They are, well, before they disbanded, they actually disbanded, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I love them anyway. So they're a 5-member group. They're all 5 girls. They have a very, well, like a lot of them have like very different backgrounds, kind of similar to Nansui. If you like Nansui, you might like this group. The group name Fakey was derived from the word fake, to challenge themselves to bring something real to the Japanese music scene. Their name also stands for, you could beat my language, for 5 ass-kicking youngster and Fantastic Tokyo. And the group define themselves as a next-generation girls' union and tends to take musical inspiration from outside of Japan while incorporating Japanese culture and fashion, which is a little bit opposite of Nansui, because we take like Japanese culture and incorporate into our music with our lyrics, like in both English and Japanese. So one of the reasons why I really like this group is because of their image. They're not trying to make themselves look like young kids, which a lot of like Japanese idol group does, not saying anything wrong with it, but I like how authentic they're looking, and they feel comfortable on stage as well, very natural. I love their choreo. Their choreo are very, I don't know, like they look like they have like really nice dance training. Their music is a little bit
30 seconds.
Okay. their music is like, they has like hip hop elements to it, and also has a little bit R&B, and also a lot of the lyrics has both English and Japanese. So I feel like if you're new to Japanese idol group, it might be a good
15 seconds.
Oh god.
Speak
it
faster.
Might be a good like a good group to introduce yourself to.
Okay. Nice. We can talk about it more in part 2, but I'm excited to learn more about them.
Yay!
You're so nice, Sam.
You want me to be meaner?
Oh, yeah, I want you to be ruthless, absolutely.
Okay. I'm Simon Cowell.
All right, thank you, Jessica. We'll move on to Stella now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so the group that I'd like to recommend to you is called Isege Idol. Which comes from the word isekai in Japanese. It's like they're from another world. It's because they're actually a 6-member virtual girl group. I'm not sure if you're familiar with like VR and stuff.
Yeah, and VTubers?
Yes. Yeah, they are VTubers.
Okay.
So they were based in Korea, and the group was actually formed by a really famous streamer on Twitch called Wakgood, and he was formerly a streamer on Twitch, but now he's on a different platform, and he was inspired by Hololive and some like Japanese chica, like underground idols, and such as like Hoshio Marin. I think Nina is a fan of Hoshio Marin.
Yes.
And there's also like Takanashi Kiara and etc. And he decides to start a little project and open like an audition for forming an idol group. And at the time, majority of his viewers were opposed to having this audition because they think it's going to be a lame project. But at the end, they selected 6 members, and then they actually got really popular. Their first debut song was was actually composed by his fan. And the lyrics were written by himself, Wakgood himself. And the music video actually had 23 million views currently. Mm. And it spread very quickly.
30 seconds.
And yes, it was introduced on the TV shows as well. And one interesting fact is that their debut date is actually the same as Nansui.
Really?
December 17th.
Wow!
The same year?
Oh, well, they debuted a year later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. 15 yeah. seconds.
Oh, yeah. And then they hosted their first offline concert, and that had about 20,000 attendees. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was quite a lot. And they currently released 6 digital singles and 2. They also had webtoons as well. And they had to release songs for those webtoons. So they also got really popular.
I'm sorry, your time is up. Sorry, folks. I know I have to be like pretty strict and kind of like mean and interrupt you guys. But we'll have time to like go back.
Do I have time to interject?
No.
No? Okay.
Why are you doing here? You're taking my job.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I read a lot of manhwa and read a lot of webtoons, so I'll definitely check them out.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
Oh, we can save that already. To part two, I guess.
Emily, you're next. Whenever you're ready.
All right. So my favorite idol group is called Not Equal Me, and they are produced by Rino Sashihara, who is like a former idol, but now she's become like a Japanese celebrity. And I would say she's like the most famous former idol, like you'll see her on shows. So she's a very famous idol, and she's kind of well known for getting into like a dating scandal. So she's a little bit scandalous. Okay. So she's kind of going against like some Japanese idol rules. And so she has produced a few groups now, and Not Equal Me is one of them. And a lot of the fans of Not Equal Me are girls. So it is a traditional idol group. Like, they have, like, really cute sound and, like, cute costumes and stuff like that. But it's also kind of, like, geared more towards, like, girls and women. So they have a lot of, like, women fans. And also, like, Not Equal Me means to experience, like, a different me, which I find, like, really aligns with, like, my idol vision. Like, I feel like idols are always, like, exaggerating, like, the best parts of themselves. Like, that's kind of, like, what we do, like, as performers. And so I really like this whole message. Yeah, so they're really cute. So if you really like J-pop idols, like what you would think of traditional J-pop idols, you'll be into it. But they also have a bit of a cool side. So, like, a lot of their songs are a little bit cool as well. Like, they have cute and cool. And the center, Nanaka, is actually my Oshi, so like Oshi means my favorite member, and I really like her, and she's very serious.
30 seconds.
She's not really like what you would expect, like ultra like kawaii, like really like cute. Well, she is cute, but she's also very serious and more like she has a deep voice, and it's very not what you would expect.
15 seconds.
And I love how there's kind of like a contrast between like cute and serious, between like the whole group is like that. So it's really interesting dynamic.
Okay, thank you. You came in under time. That's great. We'll move on quickly now to Nina. Are you ready? Exasperated.
Sigh. I need a little. Yes, I am ready.
I'm so sorry, Nina. Later on, we'll be nicer to you, okay?
So the group I want to introduce to you today is called Meikai Oceanas. They're a five-member J-pop idol group based in Taipei, Taiwan. They have a ocean-inspired theme. So they debuted last year in February. They just had their first anniversary concert. I really wish I'd been there. And they already released three original songs. And their style is not typical cutesy Japanese idol. They are more of a cooler, elegant, but also like strong message. Like they deliver strong message kind of type. So their concept is like they hope that their performance can be a guiding light. It's small but powerful enough to shine through the darkness and bring hope to everyone. Like really deep message. And I really like them because I personally really like to watch their live footage. As a performance myself, a performer myself, I can see that they put a lot of effort into practicing. And then especially their singing voice, I can tell like each performance they got like really good every time. And also I love how they're so into the performance, like everybody have really good expressions. And yeah, I just feel like I can really feel their passion. And then even me,
seconds.
Myself, I feel really inspired by them every time when I watch them perform. So I want to recommend to you this group.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
You did good.
You did so good, Nina. You came under time as well. God, are we going to have enough time to fill this hour? We will. We will. Anyway, final person, Miu, you're up.
Okay, I'm
last.
Ready. Just put me in.
Okay. Put me in. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so the group that I am recommending to you, Sam, is a group called The World Standard, also known as WASTA. They formed 10 years ago, actually. They just did their 10-year anniversary, I think, last month. They are currently four members, but they started as five members. All of the members are so cute and funny, and they all have their own like individual personalities that really shine. And that's what I really like about the fact that they're a smaller group, is that you can really focus on the members. We have totally different personalities from Luca, who is a very like tomboy girl, but she's also the pink member, which is really funny. Nanase is very like prim and proper. She's very sweet. You have Miri, who is just like a gamer. And she's also very like spacey, which is cute. And Nirika is kind of an oddball. So that's all of the members. Their music is fantastic. They do all types of genres, honestly, but their main two focuses are on extremely cutesy songs and then extremely rock and roll songs, which is really cool. It's almost kind of like a baby metal feel when you like look at them, because their whole concept, actually, I didn't even get to this, is that they wear cat ears. They're like cat girls. So you kind of expect the very cutesy stuff, and they do have a lot of cutesy songs, but they really, really shine on their rock songs, especially with Luca, again, because she's a tomboy. She's a very bassy voice, so she really shines on the rock songs, and they're very, very good. What else can I say?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Okay. Well, yeah, I just think they're a really great group. Their choreo is very fun to watch. It's not super challenging, but you can really tell that they've really polished it, and they do a lot of really interesting shapes and transitions, and it's really cool to watch. Their lyrics are really fun and sweet and like easy to learn. So if you like to like sing along, it's really easy to do that with Wasta songs. So I very much recommend them.
Great. Thank you. You came just in time, actually, Miu. Thank you, everyone, for your hard work. I know that was a little bit stressful, but we're going to be listening to some music for now as we take a small break. Actually, Miu, you don't get to take a break because you're going to be introducing our next song, which is World Standard by World Standard. Talk okay. about it. So what made you pick this song?
So the World Standard is actually their newest single. It came out, I think, last month or maybe a couple weeks ago even. But yeah, it's kind of to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. They're called The World Standard, so now they have a title song, I guess. So yeah, it's a very sweet, fun song. It's very quintessential Wasta, and it kind of introduces the members and really spotlights their personalities, which is why I really like this song. So please enjoy World Standard.
This is Bird Note. Kingbirds are robin-sized flycatchers that excel at plucking insects from the air. They'll even tackle prey as big as cicadas. Finding well-camouflaged cicadas hidden among the leaves is hard work. But two species of kingbirds in Arizona found a shortcut, stealing them from cicada killer wasps. Scientists noticed that cassins and thick-billed kingbirds gather near cicada killer burrows. The female wasps, nearly 2 inches long, paralyze the cicadas and bring them to their burrows for their young to eat. The cicada is almost as big as the wasp, so a wasp flying with a cicada is vulnerable to attack. A kingbird will dart from a perch and try to wrestle the cicada away like a pirate of the skies. The thick-billed kingbird has a beak big enough to crunch a cicada's hard exoskeleton, says researcher Joe Quello. But Cassin's kingbirds have to beat their prey against a branch first. Even if the wasps make it past the kingbirds, they risk ambush on the ground from an even bigger thief, roadrunners. All told, the wasps have about a 50-50 chance of making it home with their cargo intact. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
We have been waiting in a sea of idols as we've been listening to the opening statements, the business pitches, if you will, about the groups that Nonce Week selected today for their talk radio Taiban. You are the lucky bachelorette on this weird version of the dating game, Sam. Tell me, how are you holding up? Are you swooning yet?
A little bit, yes, but I'm also kind of overwhelmed with all the choices.
Great. That's great. Exactly where I wanted you to be. I see that you took so many notes.
Oh, that's something else. Here, these are my notes.
Okay, I see that you took notes.
Yes.
That's good. Very studious.
Yeah. As mentioned earlier, we're really lucky to be sitting down with Nonce Week today as they're preparing for their next show, which is happening in a few weeks.
Tell us about your April 13th concert at the Anza Club.
Yeah, so on April 13th, we have a very special concert planned. It's, you know, it's pretty rare that we host our own events, and the name of it is called
Parallel Reflection,
which is like so beautiful because it is Mew and I's graduation concert. And so, you know, Parallel Reflections because we're two. You know,
we're very similar but different, so that's kind of where the
it's kind of like a mirror. Like, we have very contrasting styles, but we're also very similar. So yeah, it's gonna be a full length concert. It's April 13th at the Anza Club.
So for the uninitiated, what is a graduation concert if people aren't familiar with like idol culture?
Yeah, so a graduation concert is essentially a farewell concert for a specific member. It's usually because they're leaving, so it's a farewell concert. And they kind of do this big, grand exit out of like the idol world or the idol group that they're in. And it's like a final chance for fans to really come together and wish them well and say goodbye, and also a chance for the idol to, you know, shine one last time as brightly as they can as a member of the group that they're in. So
they're kind of a staple of idol culture.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What can folks look forward to at the event? Can you give us a small preview?
Yes. So how we've been describing it to people without spoiling the event is this concert is going to be very different from any show that Nonce has done. It's essentially me and Emily's like dream list of things that we've ever wanted to do on stage with the members. So it's going to be very fun and very fresh and new. So we're very excited about it, and we really hope that you guys will enjoy it.
We have lots of surprises planned.
Yes,
I can't wait for you guys to see. And we also have some really adorable MEU merch.
Yes.
T-shirt, acrylic charms, all sorts of stuff that our fans will love.
It'll be a very good show. Please come.
Please come.
I mean, tickets are sold out.
Okay, but to the people who bought tickets, please show up.
please come.
Well, that's right. If you have tickets to Parallel Reflection already, I hope you're going to be healthy enough to go. And I hope you're geared up to chant your heart out to send Emily and Mew off warmly. For now, let's get back into the game. So we're going to do a focused discussion. I'm going to be asking non-suite members about the groups that they have pitched to Sam, focusing things on like music, dance, concept. We've covered some of these things already in the opening statements, so we'll see how that goes. But I also want to preface that these questions that I'm going to be asking are created based on points that Sam actually considers when she's trying to get into a single group. Try your best, please, and it will not be as strictly timed. So why don't we begin with messagings of songs. We can go in any order, and anybody can talk first, but what type of messaging is in the songs of your idol group?
What order do we want to go in?
Okay, I'm just going to pick someone then. Okay, Nina, do you want to go first?
Sure. So majority of their songs, they do have really similar message of like,
do you want me to go first while you
I'm
think?
I'm so sorry, Nina.
Okay, I suddenly had a thought in my head. Okay, so Wasta kind of has a very interesting journey in terms of like the messaging of their music. They started off with very like almost like magical girl themed concepts, because actually the way they got big was that they were able to do the opening for a very popular children's anime series, and it was a magical girl series, so they ended up producing a lot of songs kind of that like sparkly nature. So a lot of their messaging is very like, don't give up, like girl power kind of thing, but in a very like childlike way almost. But then they kind of departed from that and then went into leaning in more into their cat girl aesthetic. So it's a lot of like very silly messaging, I would say. It's just very cutesy and fun. And just honestly, the songs are about being a cat. Like, I don't know how else to like explain it. I can't explain that gracefully. But yeah, they had a lot of songs just about like being a cat, and it's really funny. But more recently, they've kind of departed from that. Although they still have their cat aesthetic, they don't really do cat songs anymore. their messaging for their songs now, it really varies, honestly. It's a lot of like emotional storylines. Usually it has to do with feelings for another person or just like internal emotions. Like there's one song called, I think, Standalone Complex. And the song is about a girl who like doesn't really connect to like the way her friends and like the way that they go about like feeling their emotions and stuff. She's kind of like, why am I the only one who doesn't feel this way about these things when everyone else is like so in touch with their emotions? Like very deep stuff. So they've definitely been exploring more with like different messagings, and it's gotten a lot more mature as the girls have also gotten older. So yeah, that was very long. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. This is great detail to know.
I want to ask, what was the magical girl series that they made the song for?
I think it was Pripara?
Pripara.
Yes, Pripara.
Multiple songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one of the ones that you like? Pretty Cure? Is that what it is?
No, it's different.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
Okay.
I know. I thought it was Pretty Cure for a while, and I was like, no, it's Pripara. They say Pripara in one of the songs.
I gotta check that out.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not really familiar with that.
Did that deduct points because it's not Pre-Cure?
No.
Sorry, I'm not really familiar with the magical girl to cat girl pipeline. So, but this is really good to know. Emily, what about for Not Equal Me? You had mentioned a little bit before there's like a mix of like cool and cute concepts. Is that what stands out to you for this group? Is that like the main thing that you like?
Yeah, what I like is that a lot of the members have a bit of a, like a majime, like serious personality, and you can see that in a lot of their music. Like most of it is really cute, and you've got like, well, as for like the messaging of the song and stuff like that, like a lot of it is love stories. Like that is kind of like an idol staple. Like the song lyrics are a love story, kind of like a shoujo anime like plot, honestly. But they also have a lot of like uplifting songs that are more like about motivating others. One I really like, it's called Jibun Sanka. I really love that song. It's kind of about like loving yourself. So that's really cool. But they have some serious songs, but like, for example, one song that I really like, I think I'm going to talk about it later on the show, is Mahoroba Asterix. And that is a song about like unrequited love. So even though it is a cool song, it is kind of related to love, romance, and like, katamoi in Japanese.
Mm. One-sided love.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty popular in idol music.
Mm-hmm. Music for the Lonely Hearts Club. Jessica, you were mentioning earlier that Feiki has kind of like this strong concept happening. Pretty opposite from Not Equal Me, but talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I feel like Feiki is a little bit more, like, their concept a little bit more mature. They also talk about, like, love, but, like, in a more, like, I feel like more grown-up way. Like, usually it's about, if it's something that doesn't work out, they would, like, let it go kind of thing, but in a good way, and, like, treat yourself well, like, very focus on, I don't know, like, I have, like, a hard time describing things. But they also, like, have very strong, like, girl power type of, like, messages, but not in, not as like,
not in like the child way.
Yeah, not in like a child way. They're like, well, like one of the songs that I like recommended is Girls Gotta Live. Like, it's like very party like song. It's just like a bunch of girls partying. It's like really fun. So yeah, I don't know how else to describe that. Like, it's very similar ideas, but they just express it in a more mature way.
I think that's what I was trying to explain earlier, too. In a child way.
Yeah.
Self-empowerment for children 101.
It'll literally be like, I ate my breakfast today, and I'm so proud of myself. Like, mom and dad said bye to me while I go to school. Like I'm so serious. Like, it's really in a child way.
Yeah. Like, fake it would be a little bit different. It's like, okay, you don't want me. Well, I won't be by your side forever. Like, maybe they were in a situationship. Like, stuff that are a little bit more like adult, like grown up. So yeah, I find that a little bit more relatable. Yeah,
having that kind of like stronger concept, more mature concept. Nina, can I go back to you now? Because you were talking about Meika Oceanus being kind of like stronger, having like darker sometimes sounding music.
It's not extremely like darker. It's more like life can be tough at times, but we will try our best to work on the best future, kind of like that. Yeah, I would say all of their songs all have really shared really similar message of like, yeah, life can be tough, but we can work on it. Like, we will hopefully our performance can be like a guideline for you guys.
It's like a really realistic approach to like difficult times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they don't really sing relationship related song. They're more like more of a like empowerment type.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of getting, well, this is probably wrong because my brain is weird, but I'm kind of getting like the feeling that like we can categorize your groups so far in, you know, like songs about romance, songs about getting through hard times and loving yourself, songs about being catgirls. Stella, are any of the members in Isege Idol, are they catgirls or are they romantics or are they both? Or what is the concept that's happening over there?
Well, like I said, they're a virtual group. So, like, for example, their debut song that's called Rewind is about, they're like talking about how they care about you, even though we're like from like different world, like from the virtual world, like we still think about you and we like appreciate your support. And then their other songs actually depend on the concept of the songs, like each song. Like they don't have like a specific genre, like sometimes it's really dark, sometimes it's like fun or cute. So they like to try out like different concepts, like how we did, like Nonsuite did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cat girls pending. Okay, great to know.
There will eventually be a cat concept. I can feel it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's quickly, Lynn, talk about your favorite music videos, actually, because that's a really big aspect of also getting into idols, that like visual aesthetic that I find like getting into idols is such like a multi-sensorial experience. So this will have to probably require you to explain a little bit more deeply. Emily, do you want to go first? What's your favorite music video of Not Equal Me?
Sorry, interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
One moment. I just want to make sure I get the name exactly right because it's kind of like a long name.
Okay, sure.
It's Natsu. I just make sure I say okay. The name of the song is Kimi wa kono natsu koi wo suru. So, like, it's, like, a summer, like, love song, which is, like, pretty standard for, like, idol music. Like, AKB has a ton of, like, summer songs about love. You know, what's so special about that? But what I love about the song is that the music video is actually, like, more like a drama. Like, well, the members are kind of, like, in pairings, like, falling in love with each other.
Yuri, GL, we love to see it.
Yeah, so if you're a Yuri fan, you'll really like it. And there's lots of, like, scenes where it's kind of, like, they have their own little storylines together. Like, almost like you're watching, like, an anime. Like, oh, like, they are the main couple, but there's also, like, this side couple. And they also have, like, these events in the story, too. And the song itself uses a lot of, like, orchestral instruments, which I really love. and it has really interesting like tempo, like it'll speed up and then like slow down and stuff. It's really cinematic. So I recommend that music video for sure. Also, there's a member that wears glasses and she looks really beautiful in her glasses.
I feel like more idols should utilize wearing glasses. Definitely. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I think astigmatism is so attractive.
Can I interject? No.
Like, go ahead.
The main character from EXO Kitty, Anna Cathcart, she's been wearing glasses a lot in all her interviews because she wants to normalize it.
Oh, that's...
And she also looks amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Astigmatism, really representation. I love it. If I take my glasses off, I can't even see anybody in here. So that's great to know.
There's a thing about that, though. Like, idols doing, like, shows in Megane, like, yeah. Glasses. Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fun time. Anyways, I'm going to talk on and on about wearing glasses as a glasses-wearing person. I want to know more about, like, music videos from a virtual idol perspective. Because, like, I don't know, maybe... Yeah, what is that like? Yes, please tell me.
So, like, for example, their debut song, Rewind, that was actually filmed by the members themselves. They had to buy their own VR gears to film. And then the videographer that took their video is their his producer, who's the streamer on Twitch. And also his fans also helped him. Like, his fans like to make his own, like, fan art or fan videos, so they, like, already have knowledge of like producing like music videos, so they helped them a lot for that. So yeah, that took a lot of their effort and time. Like, they even had to film like in the middle of the night. Like, they had to like gather together to film it. And then for their dance shot, they used like a program to like film the dance shot as well.
Wow.
So yeah, like it was really interesting to see like the behind the scenes like stories regarding the music video. So yeah, there's a lot, yeah.
What's your favorite music video from Isekai Idol?
Well, recently they released like a special digital single for their webtoon. It's called Lockdown, and that one was actually like some of the members actually did all the motion like acting themselves. So it was really cool to watch them doing that. Mm. So yeah,
interesting, very cool. Jessica, what is your favorite music video from Fakey?
It's Sayonara, My Ex. That music video is really cool. It's filmed on a highway, like the MT highway, and it's just like a one shot thing. They keep moving forward in the highway, and then they keep dancing along the way. I thought it's really cool because it's like so simple. There's no like crazy cuts and whatnot, but then it's like very very smooth and very comfortable to look at. And the song itself is very comfortable. And then also, like, the song Sayonara, My Ex is, like, Goodbye, My Ex. So I guess, like, in a way, they're, like, kind of moving forward. And so I thought it's, like, perfect. The color is a little more, like, autumn-ish. And, like, all of their outfits are more, like, fashion type of outfits. So imagine something you'd see in, like, Banana Public.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, they're wearing, like, suit jacket and, like boots and... Yeah, they look like they're going to work, honestly. But like in a very fashionable way. So I really like that.
That's really interesting. A lot of idol groups, they tend to go for like a standard like uniform, oftentimes yeah. like based off of like school uniform, I guess. So that sounds very interesting. Nina, what about you? What's your favorite music video from Meikai Oceanus?
Actually, even though they debuted for like a year for now, they only have one music video, which is for their debut song, Meikai Oceanus. It wasn't in my recommended list, but I would say I still really love their music video because they used, I love the dance shot, especially because how they do it is that they film it in a dark space, but they have spotlight on the floor. So it looks kind of remind me of like, if you're in the dark, deep sea, and you can see a little bit of light flowing, that's the part I really like the most. And also, their music video itself showcase the member pretty well. They have their like standard shots of like just to express how like pretty and nice the member is, and also really pretty dance shot. So, yeah, I really like how they make their music video, and I really wish Natsuki can do something similar.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I love the idea of like your first music video being so referencing so much about where your name comes from and the concept of the group. Mm-hmm. Miu, your favorite music video from World Standard. I'm just going to call them World Standard,
that's
if
fair.
That's okay.
Wasta is kind of the silly. My favorite music video is for the song Eikyu Mutsu Deko Shinchu, and it's just like a very typical love song. I just really like the song. It's very like bright and cute, and like the dance is really fun, but the music video is like really funny. So the whole story of the music video is that all of the girls have fallen in love with like these boys from their school, but the boys are represented as like these crudely drawn anime men. So like they'll be like, oh my gosh, he's so handsome, and then it scrolls, like it shows his face, and he's literally just like the biggest Dorito chin ever and like sparkly eyes. It's really, really funny and silly, and I just really like that they just like decided to have like fun with it, because it is like a really fun song to like dance to. So when I saw the music video and I saw that that was their concept, I thought it was like really, really funny. It's also just very beautifully shot at the same time. So it's comical, but at the same time, like the shots are very, very nice. So I love watching it like on my spare time. It's just a really nice video. So
this is Bird Note. California condors are critically endangered. In 1982, there were only 22 left. Fortunately, a captive breeding program set the species on the path to recovery, and hundreds of wild condors now soar throughout the southwest U.S. But when biologists reviewed the family tree of the condor breeding program, they uncovered a big surprise. The scientists found two chicks with DNA that linked them perfectly to their mothers, but didn't match a single male in the system. The chicks had two identical copies for every gene tested. Normally, a chick has one gene copy from the mother and one from the father. This means the chicks arose from egg cells never fertilized by sperm from a male, even though their mothers were housed with fertile mates. You could say it's an immaculate condorception. This phenomenon is called parthenogenesis. It's typical in some reptiles and occasionally seen in domesticated chickens and turkeys when they lack access to mates. But these condors are the first case of parthenogenesis in a wild bird species where the females had access to fertile males. For condors, which nearly went extinct, the ability to have chicks without a mate could be a handy survival skill. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. The scent of her on your shirt. The nerve you had to tell me she was just a friend. The lies you tell to save yourself. I went through hell and back to cover your mistakes. 내가 이 맛에 갖고 니 신아이 돼. 여기 ついて離れない恋しなきゃよかったのこびりついて
ダメになって期待を抱えてさよならを数えて嫌いも全部込めてさよならマイエッグさよならマイエッグ
was Fakey with Girls Gotta Live. So true, bestie. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
We're here with
Non-Sweet.
Jessica, you picked that last track. Talk to me about it. You talked earlier about like the concept of the song. What made you pick it for this playlist?
It's just a really fun song. And I like the title, like Girls Gotta Live. It's kind of very, like, aligned with, like, my personal, like, personality. I don't know, like, my personal life model is, like, you gotta live.
All right. As I said before, so true, bestie. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much. We are actually going to be wrapping up the show. wrapping up part one on Nonce Week's Talk Radio Taiban here on Typically Tuesdays. Tune in to next week for part two to hear more about idols and to hear Sam's final ranking. And for now, you can tune in to more great CJSF programming. Check out BitCouver every Tuesday from 8 to 10 with your host, DJ Lately. It's Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And sometimes he talks about video game music and culture. Every now and then, you'll hear a little tidbit from your favorite blue-haired pigtail girl, Hatsune Miku, if you were not aware. Happy Miku Day, also. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the show. We're going to listen to one final track, and it is called Signal Mayday by Meikai Oceanus. Nina, can you talk to me about this song? Do you remember, what is your first memory of listening to this, and how were you feeling?
This song showcased their singing skill a lot. That's why I choose it. Like, this song compared to the other two released, this one is like strongly on the rock side. And I can see like everybody improved so much. And then how like they sing this song so well, like everybody's so cool. I have like a brand new image of them after I hear the song. So that's why I really highly recommend the song.
That's awesome. Okay, thank you so much. And that's just what we're gonna be listening to on our last track here on Typically Tuesdays. I've been Leslie.
And I'm Sam.
And they've been
Nonsweet.
I'm just gonna make you do that every single time. I'm so sorry. Here is Meikai Oceanus with Signal Mayday. And hope you enjoy. We'll talk to you very soon.
Chen, 向自己证明与众不同也没关系，不仅。 眼睛。